You know when your friends ask you, oh, what's Unitarian Universalism? You're going to be able to answer that question.
Yay.
At the end of this 10 sessions, we hope.
Okay, so you're on.
Okay, so I think it was 2.5 years ago, I got to attend a training that was produced by this organization called 21st Century Faith Formation. It's a Lutheran organization. And they had started looking at what we all kind of have observed, that there's been a declining attendance in particularly mainline Protestant and Catholic churches. Overall church attendance really dropping. And what were the trends? They started doing a lot of research and looking at what were the societal, cultural trends that were leading to this decreased participation in religious communities. So here are some global trends that are affecting our future, which we can look at as opportunities as well. It is this sheet. It's a two-sided sheet that says global trends affecting the future of adult faith formation on one side, and then adult trends on the back. So you can kind of follow along with me. So we're seeing a lot of changes, economic changes, increasing income gap divide between the rich and the poor, especially the poor. Increasing economic challenges for young adults. I'm really seeing that with my own young adult children. Lots of challenges for them entering adulthood, coming out of college. A lot of financial stress for families. Ethnic and cultural changes. Ethnic diversity is rapidly increasing. So our children that are attending school are seeing much greater ethnic and cultural diversity amongst their classmates, and we're seeing that in our communities. A rise of immigrants and refugees, and then also a lack of multicultural inclusiveness in religious communities. So is that true of us? Interesting question. When you look around the room, do you see people of other ethnic and cultural backgrounds in a Unitarian Universalist church, and why aren't they here? Yeah. Our societal understandings of gender are changing. So gender might be more fluid. People can be maybe neither identifying as male or female, or it can be fluid. An increasing awareness of the institutional racism. Generational and family, we're seeing a lot more multi-generational families. So three generations living together in one household. That was true of my family for 13 years. Changing family structures, more fragmented, more diverse family forms. So many families that unmarried people living together, blended families from divorce or repartnering, lots of different family structures. Or people just living together who maybe are not biologically related. Changing family structures, the weakening of family authority and influences on children. Keep in mind that these documents are coming from the 21st century faith formation lens, which is a Lutheran Christian lens. Changing views of marriage and sexuality, increased intermarriage amongst different ethnicities and religions. And then global trends affecting religion. Church is no longer a priority or the center of family life. Sundays are no longer sacred. So lots of sporting events on Sunday. Here in Colorado, for children, even organized sporting, hockey, lots of hockey on Sunday, I've noticed. And of course, here in Colorado, skiing. Outdoor recreation. So church is no longer that center of the Sunday focus anymore for folks. People are approaching church as consumers, so as a product, so they're shopping for a faith. Lack of leadership in faith formation, in congregations, a rise of the non-affiliated, more unchurched folks everywhere in society. More unchurched parents bringing their children to church. I've definitely seen that in the time that I've been working as a religious educator. And young adults are finding communities outside of church. So how many of you guys have heard of a phenomenon called a house church? Have you heard of that? So young adults creating their own small religious community where they literally meet in homes or in someone's home. Yeah. Divisiveness in the church, theological divide, leadership people divide. So if you think about the Episcopalian church right now and the divide over gay priests. And then, of course, just societal changes. We're all so busy right now. We feel overwhelmed. We have a frenetic pace of life. Our work is demanding more attention. Work doesn't stay at work. It comes home with you. So we feel like we're at work 24/7 for many of us. We have a greater awareness of the impact of changes in the environment, climate, and its impact on people. We're increasingly more mobile, leading to a loss of, we don't feel that, that sense of roots being rooted in one place over a lifetime. We move many times in our lifetime. Individualism versus community is increasing, which is something that we really struggle with as a Unitarian Universalist tradition. And then gender issues, the needs and rights of LGBTQ adults. And, of course, Unitarian Universalism has been on the forefront of that for many years. And the huge one, technology. Technology is pervasive throughout society and is in use 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And we're struggling to keep up with technology because it keeps changing so fast. The minute we have something mastered, it's something new. It can be isolating between generations. I know it sometimes can for me and my children. They are far more up to speed on technology than I am. I have to get their help. It also can, technology can provide an increasing access to lots more information, which can be both good and bad. And it's also, technology is redefining the way we relate to each other and the ways that we gather. So, for example, we're going to offer this information in an online format for people who can't come here and be physically together